The Girl Who Never Was, Memoirs of a Survivor, by June Unknown. You can never go home, but sometimes home comes to you. It's been 4 months, and she still won't speak, social worker told new doctor. We're at new doctor's house, which was all wide, bright windows overlooking a garden filled with color. It looked so peaceful out there, I wanted to walk barefoot in the grass. But, of course, I was inside, sitting on the floor drawing pictures of the flowers, listening to the grown-ups talk about me above my head. They sip coffee and sit on comfy-looking chairs. So different than all the other doctor's offices. I've finally gotten her to wear clothes. You'd think she was an animal, running wild and naked. I suspect that was how she lived before you found her. I liked new doctor's voice. It was soft and measured. It felt safe. She had said call her Helen, but I don't call anyone anything. Why should I? They're here and gone so fast. Doesn't make my job any easier. 17 placements. Some didn't last more than a night. Why not? New doctor asked. She had hair that is more than one color. Most of it is dark, dark brown. Sienna, if I used my 128 crayons to draw it. But there's this streak of white down the front over one side I can't stop staring at. It's like someone painted it. I like the idea. I wonder if I could paint myself. Only I wouldn't do it to make people look at me. I'd paint myself to blend in so no one could see me, and then I could have peace and quiet without people always wanting things from me. Social worker, her red hair tied back in a scarf today, glanced my way, but I pretended to ignore her. Her voice lowered, the way it does when grown-ups want to talk about me but think I can't hear. Just because I had nothing to say to them didn't mean I wasn't listening. If there's an adult male in the house, she crawls into bed with them, naked. Her voice upticked, as if this were a bad thing. It wasn't. It was natural. That's what Daddy said. I couldn't help it if these other, different, new daddies didn't know how to love a baby girl the way she should be loved. But at night, when it was cold, and I was all alone, I needed Daddy, even if it was a substitute Daddy. And she touches them, social worker finished. It's most inappropriate. New doctor made a noise like she was sad, but she smiled at me, so I knew it wasn't me making her sad. That made me feel good, so I smiled back. Obviously, she's been taught otherwise, conditioned over years. It's going to be difficult to retrain her to fit into society. That's why I came to you. My supervisor shared your research with me, said you had pretty much retired. We thought, I mean, there's no money or anything in it, but I could get you approved, and it's better than Western Psych. An institution is the last thing this girl needs. New doctor sounded serious. I realized she was fighting for me. I paid more attention. If new doctor liked me, could I trust her to find Daddy? It had been so long, I couldn't remember his face, barely his voice. I missed him so much. There were too many people here, too much yelling and noise and touching. I didn't want them. I wanted Daddy. I wanted to go home where it's just me and him. Any violence? New doctor asks. Acting out besides the hypersexuality? Social worker shook her head, her ponytail bouncing. My hair used to be long enough for a ponytail, but one of the mommies at one of the new places cut it, said it was natted and might give me lice. No, she's extremely docile. Would sit all day staring into space if you didn't tell her to do something. First week, she wouldn't even use the toilet or eat without being given permission. New doctor nodded. She didn't say anything, but she looked at me like she knew every secret I had. It didn't scare me. I have no secrets. I just wanted to go home, to Daddy. Anytime anyone asked me, I told them, because it was the truth. I should warn you, though, social worker said, staring at her shiny blue shoes that match her scarf. According to our testing, she'll always be special needs. Her vocabulary is severely limited. She can't read or write, has no math skills, and as best as we can assess, limited comprehension. I doubt she'll ever be able to be integrated into a mainstream educational program. New doctor watched me watching social worker and winked at me. We'll just see about that. So you'll do it? Social worker was so excited the scarf almost bounced free from her hair. It's not up to me, new doctor said. I'll get authorization. No, that's not what I mean. New doctor left her chair to kneel down in front of me. She didn't touch me except with her gaze. She looked me in the eye, and I looked back at her. June, she said, her voice soft and gentle like the fuzzy blanket social worker gave me that first night. I take it everywhere, wrap myself in it, so much better than the tight, scratchy dress-up clothes they make me wear every day. Would you like to stay here? New doctor said. Just you and me, here in my home? Hope warmed me like fresh-baked cookies still hot from the oven. Here? Where it was so quiet and felt more like home than anything had since Daddy put me in the back of the van that day so long ago? It's not my home, but it's up to you, June. Would you like this to be your new home? Stay here or go back to noise and confusion and no Daddy? Yes, please.